Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. What are your thoughts on this? You've heard MAD Canada's concerns with this delivery process. I guess they're saying this is only going to worsen things in terms of impaired driving and the ills that are associated with that. What are your thoughts?
I take a very different view, and my point of view is from the perspective of someone who deals with these types of cases on a regular basis. I think this has the potential to have the very opposite effect and to reduce the incidence of drinking and driving, and let me explain why.
Sure.
Unfortunately, there is a well-recognized phenomenon whereby all too many members of the public drink at home, and when they run out of alcohol, they very unwisely decide to drive out to an LCBO outlet, LCBO outlet, or a beer store outlet to stock up. Now, in fact, this has become such a well-recognized phenomenon that many police forces are now setting up spot checks outside beer stores and LCBO outlets as often as they set up outside bars. For them, it's like shooting fish in a barrel because they catch so many people who are driving to the outlet and who are driving in excess of legal limit, and many of them end up in my office. Now, there's not a doubt in my mind that if these same people were able to have the alcohol delivered to them, it would cut down on the incidence of drinking and driving appreciably. Unfortunately, when I reviewed the LCBO website, it doesn't seem as if delivery is like it is, let's say, for pizza. The website refers to the alcohol being delivered in 2 to 4 days, and that doesn't help. But if there would be some way to speed up the delivery process so that it's same day, I could see that being very beneficial in the fight against drinking and driving.
And so that way it would completely eliminate the need for them to go out that same day, potentially already a little liquored up, and getting into an accident in the process.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, some people will say that the whole idea that it's going to cost you $12 per order, they have to be a minimum of $50 orders, that'll deter people from even thinking about taking advantage of this opportunity. So you'll still have many of these alcoholics driving in themselves to get alcohol from a beer or a liquor store.
Well, yeah, that may be, but you're certainly not going to have any more people driving out to the liquor store, and you are potentially going to have a lot fewer. I think a lot of people are prepared to pay a fair amount for convenience, and I think $12 would be a small price to pay for a lot of people who like the convenience of delivery, and B, who, you know, say to themselves, you know, why should I take the risk if I can have it delivered to my door? Now, yeah, they're not everyone's going to pay the price, but many will, and so it will. I say it has the potential to substantially reduce drinking and driving. I think it's a very good idea.
Now, there's also the concern, should Canada Posties be delivering booze to people who may already be heavily intoxicated at home? Who's to say they don't deliver the booze and help fuel that alcoholic high, and then the receiver then goes out and drives and crashes and ends up in the same problem anyway? Won't that be an issue as well?
Well, I mean, sure, that's one of the factors to consider, but I mean, they're in their home when they're delivering it. I think the people are going to get booze one way or the other, and if they're in their home, one would hope that that's where they would remain. It's the incentive to leave the home after drinking copious amounts of alcohol that puts the public in danger. But you know, just delivering it to somebody who's already home, I don't see that as being a concern I would have. I understand Matt's concern. I just think it is more than outweighed by the potential benefit of keeping people who have already been drinking in their homes rather than driving out to get more alcohol. But again, that's only going to be a benefit if if the delivery is prompt.
Now, do you think the province of Ontario has consulted people like yourself? Because you deal these people, as you said, many of these individuals who end up impaired driving are clients. Do you think they've done the research to determine, okay, this will actually help things, which is what Matt is saying. They're saying it won't, but do you think they have done that thorough research, or do you think they kind of jumped into this without really considering all the angles?
I have no idea.
I know it's a tough.
I can tell you they haven't consulted with me.
No. And it sounds like they haven't consulted with Matt because they're a little angry.
Right. It may be just a happy coincidence, but I am of the view that this policy has the potential to reduce drinking and driving. Now, whether that was as a result of good management by the government or just happenstance, I don't know. I don't know who they consulted, and my opinion is it's a good policy, but it needs to go further for the reasons I've just indicated to you.
I think we can argue that maybe they consulted the bean counters who said we need more money.
Well, that's usually what carries the day money, but I think that there may be benefits to this that they may not even have realized. I think it has the potential for some significant reductions in drinking and driving if they follow through with it.
Well, we'll have to keep our eye on it. Maybe we'll touch base with you down the road once we see any changes, good or bad, coming out of this approach by the province of Ontario. I appreciate your time here, Brian.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. That's Brian Starkman. He's an impaired driving lawyer. He, opposite side of Mad Canada, again, they're saying that Ontario...